ultimate grand prize is waiting. A family holiday worth up to 300,000 kwacha for one lucky customer. So why do you cash? Swipe or tap your Stanbic Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
President Hichilema assures of credible and peaceful August elections. Government disperses 100 million kwacha for 2026 CDF bursaries. In global news, heavy gunfire and blasts heard near airport in Niger's capital. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondwe. President Hakainde Hichilema has assured the nation of credible, peaceful and transparent general elections in August this year. Speaking at the 2026 presidential annual greetings of the diplomatic corps in Lusaka this morning, President Hichilema cited the recent Chawama parliamentary by-election as an example of peaceful and transparent elections. The head of state notes that despite Chawama constituency being historically associated with political violence, the recently held by-election was conducted without any bloodshed. He has reiterated the UPND government's commitment to peace, underscoring the need for Zambia to be peaceful.
Most of you may not be aware that Chawama was the source of panga politics in this country. The pangas in politics were born in a constituency called Chawama in Lusaka. And there were elections there, there was no bloodshed. This is our commitment to peace, security, stability, first of our own country, so we don't export trouble to other countries. I think it works like that, isn't it? Peace in our own country, stability in our own country. Whether it's an election or not, we must ensure we do that. So we want to assure you that you shouldn't worry too much about 2026 elections. You should worry about supporting us to make sure that the facets of the elections do take place correctly.
Meanwhile, Dean of the Diplomatic Corps, Hawa Hassan Mohammed, congratulated President Hichilema for being elected as Vice Chair of the Southern African Development Community, SADC, saying it reflects Zambia's constructive engagement in regional affairs.
Your Excellency, we congratulate you on Zambia's nomination as the current SADC Vice Chair and incoming Chair, reflecting the country's constructive engagement in regional affairs. Zambia's engagement at regional, continental and global levels, including promoting dialogue and peaceful conflict resolution, is worthy of recognition.
Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa has stressed the importance of maintaining a non-partisan senior public service as the country heads towards this year's general elections. Speaking during the first senior public service management meeting in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Kangwa warned that public scrutiny of government work is expected to intensify as the country approaches the August polls. He says the role of senior public service management is to remain loyal to the constitution, the government of the day, and the Zambian people must be unquestionable. Mr. Kangwa has emphasized that government business must continue seamlessly, efficiently, and without interruption, regardless of the electoral calendar, urging permanent secretaries to lead their respective ministries and agencies with absolute neutrality. Meanwhile, Mr. Kangwa has challenged permanent secretaries to ensure they provide timely updates on the implementation of cabinet decisions.
This is a timely warning. Those who want to go into active politics, I will assist them go into active politics. Our role is to ensure that government business continues seamlessly, efficiently, and without interruption, regardless of the election calendar. I urge each and every one of you to lead your ministries and agencies with absolute neutrality and unwavering focus on your core mandates. As mandated by our legal framework, ministers will vacate their offices approximately 90 days before the forthcoming general election. You will therefore be expected during the period to work harder and ensure that there will be no gap in service delivery to the people.
The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has dispersed 100 million kwacha as the initial allocation for bursaries under the 2026 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, reaffirming its commitment to ensuring access to education for vulnerable learners across the country. The released funds translate to over 620 kwacha per constituency, which has been deposited into respective CDF accounts to support learners in secondary schools, colleges and tertiary institutions. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Principal Public Relations Officer Leseli Kanyanga says the funds will be used to settle outstanding and current bursary commitments for learners who are already enrolled in learning institutions. Ms. Kanyanga explains in a statement that since the reintroduction of the CDF bursary support from 2022 to 2025, a cumulative total of 131,640 secondary school learners have benefited from the bursaries, while 198,559 beneficiaries have been supported under skills development programs. She says this cumulative support demonstrates government's sustained investment through the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development in education and skills development. Economist Nelo Kopakopa has welcomed the decline in Zambia's inflation rate to a single digit of 9.4% in January, down from 11.2% recorded in December 2025, as announced by the Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTATS. Mr. Kopakopa has described the development as a positive signal for the country's economic outlook, attributing the reduction in inflation to increased stability in the exchange rate, which has helped to lower the cost of imported goods and ease price pressures on consumers. He has told Phoenix News that reduced input costs, largely driven by higher agricultural production, have also contributed to the downward trend, as improved supply has helped to moderate food prices, a major driver of inflation. Mr. Kopakopa says the continued decline in inflation is expected to lower the cost of doing business, create a more predictable environment for investment, and support increased production across key sectors, thereby improving prospects for economic growth in months ahead.
The cost of imports has gone down, and we are harvesting some vegetables, so we have a lot of food. So you find that the cost for vegetables, in most instances, has gone down. And also, you have the cost of mini, which haven't gone as much as it did last year. Yeah, so those are the major variables that I think have driven up the, have driven down the inflation. And what does that mean? That, you know, when the inflation is low, it means that the cost of doing business in the country is low, which is good for higher production.
In global news, sustained heavy gunfire and loud explosions have been heard in Niger near the international airport outside the capital, Niamey. Multiple eyewitness accounts and videos showed air defense systems apparently engaging unidentified projectiles in the early hours of today. The situation later calmed down, reports say, with an official reportedly saying the situation was now under control without elaborating. We also monitor the BBC for other global stories.
President Xi Jinping has told the visiting British Prime Minister that China is ready to develop a long-term strategic partnership with the UK. Keir Starmer said Mr. Xi was a man he could do business with. He said he'd made progress on whisky tariffs and visa-free travel. He also raised the case of the jailed Hong Kong media tycoon Jimmy Lai. China says it has executed 11 members of a clan that ran online scam operations in Myanmar. Chinese citizens were lured to compounds and forced to carry out online fraud.